Well, God bless everybody. And this has really been an amazing last 3 or 4 days. And moving is really a unique thing. But one of the things that I really learned in my wakeboard training, believe it or not, was moving. Because we had to move from room to room sometimes in a matter of 3 hours on campus. So Barney and I have this system we go by, and each time we moved, I've noticed we have more stuff to bring with us, even though we've given stuff away when we moved the last time. So it's been quite funny on some occasions to really think about that kind of stuff. And one of the places I've been looking at in the Word in the mornings, especially, is Proverbs. There are so many great things in Proverbs, but I wanted to just go to a couple of chapters here, a couple of chapters and some verses of Proverbs, because it's just, I have really found some great comfort and heart-settling moments just reading this stuff in Proverbs. God is just so amazing. So we're going to go to Proverbs 1. We're going to start in verse 1. And I know a lot of people have read these Proverbs we're going to read tonight, but I want you to take the time to really think about your relationship one-on-one with God when we read these things. Even though we're talking about King David and other people in the verses, this is his written word, and he protected it all these millions of years here so it would be available for us to know this, okay? Because this is very important information that everybody needs to know. So we're going to start there in Proverbs chapter 1, which says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity." Now that word equity means a straightness, a fairness, and a moral impartiality. The verse of equity here is used to this word equity here is used to describe God's perfect way. The perfect God is unbiased. He's not judgmental. He's upright. He faces life with us and for us without deceit. He is not an evil God. He is not a punishing God. He does not hold our mistakes to us. This is the kind of wisdom and instruction that God wants everyone to know and understand, not just for their own hearts, but for the hearts of people that they are going to be involved with in their lives. So it's to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the word of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. That principle of equity that God operates is available for us to operate because it's God and Christ in us. So that is it's really an important thing to understand what that equity is. To give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Okay, that's the things that God gives us freely. It's things that are like he has. And in verse 6 is to understand a proverb and enigma, the word of the wise and the riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now we know the fear of the Lord doesn't mean we're afraid of God. It's talking about having a deep respect and awe and humbleness, willing to be submissive to our God. That's what that word is about. Not fear, like we're afraid of him, and people don't want him to know what they've done wrong, which doesn't do any good, he knows anyway. And that's not the fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, because it is a deep respect we have for God. It's an awe, it's a humbleness. We submit to God because we know God's instructions are the best for us. Well, let's keep going in verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be graceful ornaments on your head and chains about your neck. My son, if sinners entice these, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, and whole like those who go down to the pit. That is not what God wants us involved in. And that is why he talks about wisdom before he shares what he just shared, that the evil people, the adversary, and his host wants us to do. So it's very important when we go to these scriptures in the Old Testament, there is great understanding and learning for us. Even though it's not written directly to us, it's written in the Old Testament period of time, the wise instruction is still God's wise instruction. So let's go to chapter 2 and look at some more. Start in verse 1. My son, God doesn't say, hey, you. He's very specific. My son, and that includes us women too, if you receive my words, what we just read was God's word, what God wants us to do. And in verse 1, if you receive my words, he won't make you do it. He won't make me do it. He is not a God who takes away our free will so he can have his own way. That is not our God. If you receive my words. Now that is very important. That is very important for each one of us to think personally about. If you receive my words. I have to ask myself that. Do I always receive what God tells me? Do I always do it right? Nope, I don't. Sometimes I get deceived. Sometimes I just get stubborn. But that word if is a little tiny word that has a great big huge meaning. If you receive my words and treasure my commandments within you. Do you see that word treasure? It doesn't mean and like my commandments within you. And pay attention to what I say. It says treasure. I want you to look up that treasure sometime after this teaching and see what that word treasure means. Okay? And can do it. You'll be blessed. And verse 2, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart. Do you realize the heart? God's word says in many other places he talks about the heart. But one of the things he says is we make life decisions from our heart. Not our emotions, not the circumstances, not the past. We decide what we're really going to do, whether we're going to really do it God's way or another way. That decision comes from the heart. That is why God tells us to apply wisdom, to hear the wisdom and apply it to your heart to get understanding. Verse 3, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her, wisdom is what he's talking about, his words, that's the wisdom. If you seek her as silver, and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And that fear, that word fear, is not scared of God. It's the respect and awe and love that we have for God. You will understand God's love and God's will for you in your heart and in your life when you seek God's word. Because when we seek it, we find the knowledge of who? God. You know, sometimes I read this and I go, duh, Vicki, get it? It's not the knowledge of Barney, and I respect Barney, and I love Barney, and he has a lot of good knowledge. This is the knowledge of God, and where do we find the knowledge of God? In His Word. In His Word. And He's talking specifically right here how we can have that knowledge that He wants us to have so that we can live the kind of life full of joy. And even though we're challenged, there's always an answer with God. Okay? So it's important for us to understand the wisdom of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, verse 6, from His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of His saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. When we understand what I just read, what we've been reading here, we understand justice and equity. And that equity that described God earlier, that's the same equity we can walk in. And it's a very good path to be in. That's what the word says. Verse 10, when wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion, that's a great word, discretion will preserve you and understanding will keep you. You know, I've read this many times, and there's a few times when I read this, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you. You have to understand that discretion is something we all need. We need to have the discretion to discern what is the right thing to do, the right way to respond to something. And once we understand that knowledge of God and we look at His wisdom and allow His wisdom to enter into our hearts, discretion is a very easy thing to find. And understanding will keep us from making dumb mistakes. It just says it right there. Understanding will keep you. I put in the dumb mistakes, but you know what I mean. I mean, this is so important to understand how it helps our life to understand these scriptures in the Word. Even though they're Old Testament, they are applied in our lives today. So it says in verse 12, to deliver you from the way of evil. That's what discretion, understanding, that's what it does. Delivers us from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. That's not us. That is not where we're going, especially when we get our hearts locked in with God's heart and we make the decision to do it God's way. In situations that sometimes we don't feel like doing it that way. But this member, the important decisions that we make in our life don't come from our emotions. They come from our heart being locked in with God's heart. That's where they come from. That's where the love of God, that's where the patience of God, that's where the understanding, that's where the wisdom comes from for us and our lives. It's being locked in with God. So we want to be able to walk that uprightness. And the way to do that is to listen, to have your heart open, and to make your decision based on God's word and not our feelings. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. Okay? Go over one more. A lot of you guys know these scriptures as much as I do. But I just love to read them and to teach them. And for God to show you a different point of view that you can add to your life that still comes from those same scriptures. And so, chapter 1, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the table of what? Your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Wow. Let me read that again. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the table of your heart and find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. And here's a great scripture. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Because our understanding can get really twisted really fast if we don't keep our heart locked in with God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. And He shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear or respect. Have that respect and high esteem of God so that you are really listening and really locked in with God's heart when you're making decisions. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Respect Him. Hold Him in awe and high esteem. Fear the Lord. Hold on, just a second. And fear the Lord and depart from evil, for it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of all your increase, so that your barn will be full. See, when we do the things that God asks us to do, we lead great lives. We have great things to share with people. It is His heart, for our barns to be full. So we want to honor God with all our hearts. We want to listen and be humble when God shares things with us. And we want to be able to know that there are times when we make mistakes, times when we get discouraged, but the one thing we know is but God is always there. It doesn't matter if you blow it. It doesn't matter if you forget. That it doesn't matter why it didn't happen. The most important thing is to go before the Father. Get locked back in, because you know, we know that He is a loving God who will never, ever forsake us. And He is there for us to turn to at any point, at any time. And to be wise in our own lives, set such a great example for other people. And they know. I mean, I know wise people. I've been around many men and women of God that walk with God. And you see God's wisdom in their life. And I remember when I first got in the Word, I was like, God, man, I want to be like that. I don't want to carry the things that hurt me and that have happened in my past. And I don't want all that anymore. I want to be like that. I want to walk with God and minister to God's people. And, you know, we just had a young man come to our door tonight, welcoming us to the community of this housing area we bought into here. And I ended up speaking the word to him, and he was telling me, you guys do that in your home? I said, yeah. Yeah, we do. And he said, well, that's amazing to me, because Yeah, I've been going to this big Baptist church, and he said, I just don't feel like I know anybody there. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know, you just feel like you're there and then you're not there. And I'm thinking, yeah, I know. I used to go there. But you know, we had a great conversation with him, and I will not be surprised to see him come to fellowship some night once we get settled in and are able to do our home family fellowships again, one-on-one. But that's how God opens the door. You never know, you know. He's coming to invite us, you know, welcome us to the community and blah, blah, blah. And we end up talking about God's word, and he ends up hungry. And so I walk away from that knowing in my heart, God, you got something going. This is good. There's something happening. I'm staying in touch with you because I want to see this guy hear your word. And that's what we're here for. You know, it talks about it in the church epistles, in Ephesians, you know, and Galatians. Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, and forgiving each other when things happen that shouldn't have happened. And that is the thing that God's love enables us to do, but we have to keep our hearts locked in with Him. And we need to walk in this wisdom that Proverbs talks about. I mean, that is wise stuff that we read tonight. We just read a few of the verses of Proverbs that talks about it. So I encourage myself and you all to pay attention to God's wisdom, to lend our ears towards Him, and to preserve discretion and keep our lips full of His knowledge and speak His knowledge to each other so that we can see the power of God work in our lives as we minister and love and give to one another in the body of Christ above measure, as well as new people coming into the body of Christ. So that's what I wanted to share tonight. So God bless.